We're in the process of winding down our look at Acts chapter 28. We are looking at verse 15. At the moment, Luke writes, "The brothers there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged." Well, how would they know that Paul was coming? Luke doesn't tell us. It is possible that some believers in Jerusalem had written to them, telling them that Paul would be going to Rome. One historical source indicates the early church was known for its strong communication networks, which allowed news of Paul's journey to spread quickly. This reflects the unity and support within the early Christian community, as seen in other passages like Romans chapter 1, verse 8, where Paul commends the faith of the Roman believers. Well, Luke, ever the historian and cartographer, gives us some definite waypoints in his narrative. He notes they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. The Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns were locations along the Appian Way, an important Roman road. The Forum of Appius was about 43 miles from Rome, and the Three Taverns was approximately 33 miles from the city. So these locations were significant as rest stops for travelers. Well, the mention of these Christians traveling some 40 miles from the capital to greet Paul serves two purposes. One, it tells us that Paul's arrival was expected. Somehow the word had come to them that the apostle who previously sent them a long epistle was coming at last to visit. Second, Luke is letting us know that Paul was not the first person to bring the gospel to Rome. It is widely believed that the first Christians in Rome were Jews who had returned from Jerusalem after Jesus' resurrection. So Paul's coming to Rome certainly led to some wonderful things happening there. But the presence of the brothers reminds us that the church was already well established. And that brings us to the last verse in this section, verse 16. Luke tells us when we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him. When Centurion Julius, who had been absent from Luke's narrative for quite a while now, finally arrived with Paul as his prisoner, he turned him over to Caesar's guard, known as the Praetorians. We should remember that there were many other prisoners who had come with the Centurion. They were no doubt sent to various holding cells awaiting trial or execution. Then, of course, we have Luke and Aristarchus, who seemingly were free to go about their business. Luke informs us that Paul was placed under house arrest. It was called custodia militaris. Paul was allowed to live in his own lodgings under the care of a Roman soldier. At night, Paul was chained to a soldier's right wrist to prevent any escape attempts. Okay. As I wind this down, I'm going to relate some information that F.F. Bruce and other scholars give us about what is known as the Western text. We've noted before that the Eastern or Byzantine text and the Western text have some slight differences, with the Western text generally providing more commentary or notes. The Western text indicates the centurion handed his prisoner over to the stratopedarch. But Paul was allowed to stay by himself in the camp with the soldier who guarded him. The stratopedarch probably means the commandant of the camp or barracks where the emperor's Praetorian guard was housed. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.